last item before lunch is the Conservation Fund, 019-0144. Good. Now, afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Mike Johnson, Virginia Marine Resources Commission.
Mike, good to have you here, sir.
Thank you. Conservation Fund is requesting authorization to install a 6-foot wide by 120-foot long open pile observation pier with a 12-foot by 12-foot fixed deck along Timberneck Creek at 3601 Timberneck Farm Road in Gloucester County. This project is protested by a nearby oyster planting ground leaseholder. We're working off the York River. The Timberneck Creek is a tributary off of the York River, just upstream of the Route 17 Coleman Bridge. Here's an aerial photo of the project location here in red. The area you see in the uplands here was originally being developed as a subdivision. That project fell through and has been acquired by the Conservation Fund for the creation of a state park. So the road you see here was created as part of the subdivision, as well as this small boat slip facility that was going to be for all the property owners in this area. That has now all been sold. Given to the Conservation Fund, who's creating this as a state park. And once the state park is complete, that will be turned over to the Department of Conservation and Recreation. Here's a closer shot of where the pier will be coming off of the uplands. Here you see superimposed is the oyster leaseholder, Mr. George Marshall, who is objecting to the project, and I'll get into the nature of his objections in a few minutes. Off to the east here, you can see the multi-slip pier facility that was already constructed as part of the subdivision. This is a site plan showing the pier coming off the uplands in this general area here. I've colored in Mr. George Marshall's lease here in red so we can see that the pier is not encroaching into his oyster lease. Plan view of the curvilinear pier coming off of the uplands, 6 feet wide, with the deck out here. Here's some more plan view drawings in cross view. Here's the upland section that's already been approved by the Gloucester Local Wetlands Board, and their 10-day waiting period has expired, so we're ready to move forward with our portion of the permit, which is for the pier where it extends off of mean low water offshore. On the cross section here, it's a little difficult to read, but at mean low water, the water depths here at the pier are less than 1 foot. And that goes to the nature of Mr. Marshall's objections. Mr. George Marshall, who has the lease offshore, the proposed public observation pier, is protesting the project. In his letter to VMRC, Mr. Marshall states the proposed pier will impact his ability to work the oyster lease due to boat traffic accessing the observation pier. Mr. Marshall has not provided any evidence the lease is productive at this time and has owned a lease since 2010. When staff questioned Mr. Marshall about the lease productivity, he said that he planned to work the lease sometime in the future. Staff notes the proposed pier does not include any facilities for the mooring of vessels or transferring passengers between the pier and any vessels alongside it. Additionally, there currently exists a multi-slip pier facility to the east of the proposed observation pier, which was constructed several years ago when the upland property was originally being developed as a housing subdivision. In summary recommendations, staff has considered all the concerns raised by the protestant for this project regarding his existing oyster planting ground lease. Mr. Marshall has not provided any evidence that the lease is productive and states that he plans to work the lease in the future. Additionally, the observation pier and its proposed configuration and the shallow water bathymetry surrounding it will not be conducive to boat use. The existence of the multi-slip pier facility to the east would encourage boaters to use this instead. Therefore, staff believes the proposed observation pier will not affect Mr. Marshall's future ability to utilize his oyster planting ground lease. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, after considering all the factors contained in 20.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed without any royalty for the encroachment of the pier over state-owned bottom, as the pier will be transferred to another Virginia state agency. As a condition of the approval, staff further recommends that the commission require the permit be transferred to the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation upon completion of the pier. I'll be glad to answer any questions you have.
Questions, Mr. Johnson? Good briefing. Thank you, Mike. Great job.
Mr. Marshall is not going to be present today.
He is not going to be present today. Applicant present or represented wishes to be heard. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. For the record, I have spoken to relaying ex parte communication, the director of DCR, and he promises as far as the pier, it's an observation pier. Don't see any problems with this oyster lease as well, just like staff recommendation said. So, anyway, that's Mr. Zedrin.
Who would approve staff recommendation?
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miner. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all for coming today. We will be in recess until 1 o'clock.